Welcome back to Eye on Digital Marketing, presented by More Visibility. I am your host, Chuck Forbes, Director of Brand Strategy. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at More Visibility, all one word, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and you can visit our site, morevisibility.com, sign up for our newsletter, listen to other podcasts, blogs, videos, tips, and much more. On this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about some important things that you should consider when doing keyword research and page matching. And as the director of brand strategy here, like I've said in previous podcasts, I have the unique experience of talking to prospects on a daily basis and seeing what their challenges are or what their current marketing team is working on. And I felt like this would be a great refresher episode for those who are about to embark on a keyword research strategy slash audit, or those who are currently doing it. And a lot of times the conversation starts around, well, you know, what do we need to do in terms of keyword research, Chuck? I understand that I have to have, keyword targeting on my page for people to find me via search, via Google search. And that's accurate. But I always go back to the foundation of, in order to do keyword research and page matching correctly and have a correct strategy that's ongoing, you have to win. And your secret sauce or your formula to win is going to be evergreen, is going to always be evolving. But there are certain pieces of that pie that are relevant today, will remain relevant, and you should absolutely think about in terms of what's your secret sauce, what's your recipe that's going to get you to achieve your goals. And most of the time, that's more visibility to the page that, or pages, right, that you're trying to do keyword research for. And the people that are visiting those pages have to be a relevant targeted audience, likely to take some action or at least get some good information, right? So what are the things that you need to think about as you're going into this keyword research strategy and audit phase? Because it's not just as simple as, hey, what is this product or service? And how are we talking about it on our page? Okay, let's choose five keywords that go hand in hand. It's not that simple. And if you take that approach, I guarantee you, you're probably not going to achieve the results you want. So here are some things that you should think about when going about your keyword research audit. First things first, before we even dive into pages on your website and content on your website, let's just think about, where are we trying to be visible? We're trying to be visible in Google search. And again, I tell this joke all the time, where's the best place to hide a dead body? The second page of Google. And I've been, you know, this joke has been out there for digital marketers for years and years and years, and it still gets a chuckle by a few people in the room when you say it, because everyone's so quick to jump to the website and the content, they don't take a minute to step back and just say, let me think about where I'm trying to be visible for. And if you look at Google search today, after you search something, the first thing you're going to see is paid advertising, right? And over the years, that space has gotten larger. And underneath that, obviously, are going to be your organic listings. When's the last time you actually went to page 2, page 3, page 4? Maybe page 2. That's not uncommon. But page 3 or 4, then you're probably just going to refine your search, right? You're probably just going to say, well, maybe I didn't use the correct terminology. Let me search something else, right? You're not going to keep going down this crazy rabbit hole. And so I say that because the competition portion is super important. You're likely in an industry where you have local competitors, nationwide competitors, worldwide competitors, maybe all three. And you're vying for a few organic spots in Google search, right? So that's when I say, think about where you're trying to be visible for, because in order to win, that would mean you have to actually show up. It's like in sports, what's the best ability? Availability. Same thing with a search engine. I mean, it doesn't matter how good you think your keyword research is. If your page is showing up for page 20 in Google, you know, I don't think that's going to achieve your goal. So we're vying for a small piece of real estate to begin with. And because of that, because of people's attention spans being short, now we have to really dig deep into our strategy and figure out how do we win? Because we don't want to be on page 20. We don't even want to be on page 10. We may start there. That's fine, right? I'm not saying nobody looks at those pages, but we have to have a strategy to win and move forward. So number one, just think about that, and then let's dive into the actual content and how users are searching. I mentioned that the way to win is going to be, you know, to have an evergreen strategy, and that really goes hand in hand with user search behavior, because that's always going to change over time. If More Visibility offers a service that's called Google Analytics Audit, but 80, 90% of the people out there looking for that service in their everyday lingo, which usually translates to how they search in Google, if they are all referencing that same deliverable, that same audit as a data audit instead of a Google Analytics audit, then likely that keyword targeting Google Analytics audit isn't going to get us very far. The traffic is not going to come to the page like we suspect. And then on top of that, if we do identify, hey, the target audience that we want to bring into our website is using the term data audit instead of Google Analytics audit, that's fine. But now we have to look at the competition around that keyword, right? Who's already ranking for it? Okay. And how, I don't want to say easy or hard, but how strategic and how much resources do we have to put into the work if we wanted to compete with that keyword data audit? Should we look at other things in the keyword universe, which is another slice of the pie, right? We've identified that the target audience uses a certain lingo. There's a lot of competition around a few key buzzwords right now. And our SEO team, our SEO agency, you know, our authoritative voice is saying we can go after those keywords, but it's likely going to be a very, very slow climb. And it's likely going to take a lot of revamping of content. So you got to be in it for the long haul. Or maybe we look at other options in the keyword universe. Maybe there's enough search volume and enough traffic from the same audience group with the same intent, and maybe they're searching something like data review and audit, data strategy. Maybe that is where we need to optimize. Maybe that is the space we need to play in. Why? Because we are trying to win. We're not always trying to show up for the most popular keyword, if you can even do that. So Take those things into consideration conceptually and understand when you have a target list of keywords, that may just be round one or that may be tier one. In our deliverables here from our SEO team and our specialists and experts who do keyword research, I can tell you the clients I've worked with, we've always had multiple columns. You're going to get a primary keyword, secondary keyword, and some other things to possibly consider, depending on the service, depending on the industry, depending on what your brand is, depending on what you want to show up as. But it's never one-dimensional, right? So think about all those things as you're moving along here in your keyword research and audit. Another great little nugget here, and I wrote this down when I was talking to a prospect a few weeks ago, because I thought it was just one of those like idea moments, and you know, I said to myself, that's going to be on a podcast soon. But the person I was talking to wanted to clarify if we moved forward with this type of strategic approach to our keyword research, it would mean that they were going to be changing a lot of the keyword targets that they had been tracking and measuring and trying to optimize for a long time. That means that the reporting they're using and the data that's in that report is also going to change. For this particular brand, most of their traffic was coming in from blog posts. They had great content on their site, and the blog posts, you know, were bringing in a lot of traffic, and that looks good on the report. For a couple years, they've been going into their marketing meetings every month, and that looks good on the report. So the question that was posed to me is, if we move forward with this strategy, is that going to change? And the answer, of course, is yes, because bigger than the report, which I think is a great reminder for everybody, bigger than the report, bigger than the data is always going to be quality over quantity, right? If the goal is to win, and that win, quote unquote, has to be backed by some measurable ROI, usually the clients we work with are brands who have great products, great services, and we're looking to increase revenue. And the only way to increase revenue is not just to get more people to your site, a la a blog post, but it's to get more of the right people to your site with the intent to buy or with the intent to contact you and use your service, whatever that may be. And in this situation, the blog posts that were getting a lot of traffic and ranking high for some keywords that had longevity in their reporting was, in my opinion, fluff when you talk about ROI. It really was. Those users were not going to other pages on the site when they came into those blog posts. They were not the highest user group in terms of conversions. They were engaged on that blog post, and that's great. That has value. That has value. But if you were to give me two options and you said, Chuck, do you want to keep your reporting the same so our traffic numbers to the site look A-OK, look healthy? Or do you want to take option two where we change up the strategy? Traffic is going to dip. I'm pretty confident in that given the keywords we're going to target. But my hunch is the traffic that is going to come to the site is going to increase that other column there, which is ROI, which is revenue, which is conversions, which is contact forms. I'm taking option two. I would much rather go into my meeting. I would much rather report back to my executive board or my company that we have a strategy in place that is bringing more of the right people to my website, not just more people. And so that was an easy one after we were able to look under the hood and kind of examine it further. But again, I think that's something that everybody needs to think about, because as you're implementing this new strategy, it's very important to set the stage with your internal team. If you work for a large company and are a client services team that I was a part of in the past, I know that they have a lot of experience with working with very large companies, a lot of different divisions, a lot of great minds on the executive team, but they're not always digging deep with the digital marketing team to know every facet of the strategy. So set the stage if you must, right? If reporting is going to change to say, hey, everybody, the marketing team has a very solid foundation and strategy that we're implementing, that we're enacting with our team or with our SEO partner. And the results we have a feeling is going to bring us a lot of increases on the ROI, revenue, and conversion side. But I want everyone to know when we look at traffic from the site, it's likely going to start dipping next month when we make these changes. However, you'll see in the dips that these are users who really were so top of funnel, if not even really in our sales funnel. And so this is more working to our overall goals. Set the stage. And the last piece of the pie here that I want everyone to think about as you're going through your keyword research audit or you're thinking about doing it here in the future is think about your entire ecosystem. I understand, especially in the position that I have at our agency, in talking to prospects and giving them recommendations on programs and projects that I know will help them, I understand there's constraints. There's always going to be constraints with budgets in some way, with resources in some way. And for some of you listening, maybe that's both. And this is why I go back to think about your ecosystem. I would strongly recommend making a case for resources. And if you don't have resources, then I would make a stronger case for budget so you can have your SEO vendor, your SEO partner include resources for you. I would strongly make a case to do keyword research, page matching, hand in hand with a content strategy, on site, off site, And it's just because from my experience in doing these with our team, from working with our clients and seeing really the depth and breadth of these deliverables and how intense sometimes the resources need to be for implementation, especially on the content side, I think there's a lot of benefit to doing them together or in one program, one project. If you do keyword research and page matching and that audit, and then you wait 8, 10, 12 months, a year goes by, a year and a half goes by, and then you do a full content strategy, you might find yourself having to go back and double check or refine your keywords. I would just have these two things work hand in hand, because after you complete your keyword research, even during, really, you're able to have those teams, those specialists, however it's set up, talk to each other. And remember, after we have our keyword targets that we're going to measure, that we're going to optimize for, we still need a roadmap on, okay, how are we building that into our content? I haven't even gotten to the other side of the content strategy where we ask questions and we give you things to think about, such as, okay, I have my keyword target. Do I have enough content today? Am I just tweaking and optimizing a few things on my page? Is this a brand new keyword opportunity where I have to revamp all my content? Do I need different types of content? Multimedia, video, slider images, I don't know. Do I need a new page? Do I need to update my navigation? I mean, these are all things now that you have to think about. Why not do these exercises together, make it cohesive, make it strategic, and then you're really, really giving yourself the best chance to win. And at the end of the day, that is the name of the game. So I hope this was helpful. Again, I think this episode is a great refresher. I'm not here reinventing the wheel and acting like you all as digital marketers listening don't know what keyword research is, or probably haven't done that exercise maybe multiple times at your current company or agency that you work for. That's fine. But I think keyword research and, you know, moving over to the content strategy side of the fence, I think these type of audits always require refreshers, right? Because they are evergreen. They're nonstop. They're slower moving. And it really is going to be dictated a lot by what your target audience is doing, how they're searching, and what they want to see. And don't forget, there's also that little thing called an algorithm that a search engine has as well. So when Google changes something or makes an update, then you might find yourself going back and walking through these steps again. So I hope this was helpful. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. You can fill out a free consultation form on our website if you think a conversation is warranted, or you can email me directly. I'm happy to speak to you and see if there's a fit for us to have a relationship, a partnership, and have our team come in and help you in some capacity, whether it's SEO, keyword research, or maybe another part of your digital strategy today. You can send me an email directly, cforbes@morevisibility.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening, as always, and we'll see you for the next episode.